off open streets in Anacostia. I'm Shayna Stulen.
What brought truant students back to school? I'm Kate Ryan.
Some parents in Maryland say their son was rejected from a school because he has two mothers. Good to be with you this morning. It's 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The provocations of North Korea, a major focus of discussion today between President Biden and the President of South Korea. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy reports from Seoul.
A joint statement from the two leaders calls North Korea's nuclear program a grave threat to the region and the world. President Biden and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol pledged to expand joint military exercises and to cooperate further to confront North Korean cyber attacks. Mr. Biden was asked if he'd meet with Kim Jong-un. His aides have previously said the door is open to talks with no preconditions. But the president said he'd first have to assess whether Kim would be serious and sincere about denuclearization.
While in South Korea, President Biden has signed a $40 billion aid bill for Ukraine's war effort. The bill hitched a ride on a commercial flight, traveling with a U.S. government official who was already heading there. Record heat this weekend. David Roth is at the Weather Prediction Center.
Austin, Texas, supposed to get to 99. Their record's 97. So if they got to the forecast, they'd definitely break a record. Albany, New York, is forecast to get to 94. Their record's 92, so that would break a record. And in their case, their records were established in 1874.
In Denver, Colorado, cold. What does that mean for the plants?
The one thing nice is it's a wet cold. The moisture will actually help protect them to a degree.
Douglas Long is a Garden Center assistant manager. At least one person has died, dozens more injured, after a rare tornado that tore through in the northern Michigan town of Gaylord. Despite heavy damage, locals like Celeste Fiol are staying resilient.
I just know that we're going to stand up. We're going to rebuild. We're going to get back up.
The town of some 4,200 people, roughly 230 miles northwest of Detroit. As if the baby formula shortage wasn't bad enough, the scammers are out there. Here's what happened to this mom.
I sent the money, and then their Facebook page was gone. So it was pretty upsetting.
To help ease the crisis, the first flights of infant formula from Europe will arrive in Indiana this weekend. They're coming aboard military aircraft. In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky saying the world must legally recognize Russia must be held financially responsible for its war against Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia claims it has captured Mariupol in what would be the biggest victory yet. The announcement followed a nearly three-month siege that reduced much of that strategic port city to a smoking ruin. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
7:03 on Saturday, May 21st. 76 degrees, a really hot day. Highs in the mid-90s. Good morning, I'm Nick Iannelli, and the top local story is that weather.
Summer won't technically begin for another month, but it sure seems like we'll get a blast of it today. Storm Team 4 meteorologist Doug Kammerer.
96 degrees on your Saturday, that would be record-breaking heat.
Might be the hottest day in May in over 10 years. Public pools in D.C. won't be open until Memorial Day, but the city opened several spray parks early. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser also activated the city's heat emergency plan. Cooling centers will now be open for anyone who needs to get out of the hot sun. Most of the East Coast will be feeling the heat along with us. Unseasonable weather extends all the way from Texas up to Massachusetts and Vermont. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
This weather can be dangerous if you're going to be outside for a while, especially if you're working outside.
Signs you need to get to a cooler place include heat cramps,
which presents as muscle pains or spasms in the stomach, arms, or legs.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says more extreme is heat exhaustion,
which presents as heavy sweating, muscle cramps, fatigue, dizziness, and nausea.
Most serious is heat stroke.
This is an oral temperature of greater than 103, and you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat and a rapid, strong pulse and feel dizzy or confusion.
That's when you need the emergency room. Call 911. Christy King, WTOP News.
The full forecast is coming up at 7:08. It's 7:04 now, and a major road in southeast D.C. is going car-free today from 9 o'clock this morning through 1 in the afternoon.
It's part of the city's Open Streets Initiative, blocking off about a third of a mile of Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in Ward 8 for people to walk, exercise, bike. No cars allowed.
We're showing that the streets are actually one of our most valuable assets in the city and how they can be used for more than just vehicles.
D.C.'s Department of Transportation's Anna Chamberlain says there'll also be music, entertainment, a fitness class, and it's just a taste of what's to come.
Our big event's going to be on 7th Street on June 4th. So 7th Street Northwest, going through Shaw neighborhoods and Chinatown.
And more open streets are planned after that. Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
A unique graduation is celebrating students who went back to school after long, unexcused absences.
I'm so happy, very, very happy.
That's a very proud Juana Arias, whose 12-year-old daughter, Jalen, just graduated from the Truancy Prevention Program in Montgomery County. Jalen, a 12-year-old sixth grader at A. Mario Leuterman Middle School, missed more than a month of school this year and was referred to the program.
It helped me focus more and oh my God, I have to do good so they see that I'm doing better in school.
Arias has a message for any parent concerned about their child's absences or progress in school.
Por favor, pidan ayuda para que los niños se progresen.
Ask for help, she says, so the children can make progress. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
An 11-year-old boy was denied acceptance to a Christian school in Hagerstown, and his parents claim it's because he has two mothers. Jennifer Dane and Megan Stratton say after the interview with their son at Grace Academy, they received a letter saying he was not accepted due to, quote, a lifestyle counter to the biblical worldview we teach.
You know, having to tell him, it has nothing to do with you. You did everything right. It's probably the hardest thing because this is going to stay with him for the rest of his life. And I don't know the repercussions of that.
The couple tells our news partners at NBC4 they're considering legal action against the school now. Grace Academy has not responded to a request for comment. Up ahead after traffic and weather, Rudy Giuliani meets with a House committee that's investigating the Capitol riot. It's 7:07.
Beautiful homes start from the floors up at FloorMax. This weekend, all in-stock carpet is now on sale at FloorMax with up to 50% off. That's right, a whole house of carpet installed with free upgraded pads for less than $2,000 only at FloorMax. That's all in-stock carpet up to 50% off at FloorMax. Plus, act now and you'll get 0% financing. Get your new floors at FloorMax now. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit FloorMaxFloors.com now. That's FloorMaxFloors.com. See stores for selection and details.
Hi, Little Bob here to let you know that Bob's Discount now goes further than ever with my new 60-month financing option. Just in time, too, because this Memorial Day weekend, we're celebrating the grand opening of my 9 new stores across the country, bringing more people the power of Bob's Discount on furniture, mattresses,